presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
May 11, 1029 America, New York, Mary Wells Lawrence, high-profile advertising pioneer, dies at 95. She was the first woman to own and run a major national advertising agency. Her company, Wells Rich Green, was best known for the I Heart_Suit, NY campaign.
Marginal Revolution.
May 11, 1028 America, New York, from the era of insane economic policy. My dad always used to say that the way you build wealth is by building equity in your home. My housing plan would help Americans achieve homeownership by giving households $400 a month for 2 years when they buy their first home.
New York Times Business. May 11, 10 o'clock America, New York. Trump may owe $100 million from double-dip tax breaks, audit shows. A previously unknown focus of an IRS audit is a dubious accounting maneuver that effectively meant taking the same write-offs twice on a Chicago skyscraper. Copyright. Jamie Kelter Davis for the New York Times, the IRS. New York Times Business.
May 11, 8 o'clock America, New York. All the rage in private equity, mortgaging the fund. A little-known financial tool was the talk of the Milken Institute's global conference. Copyright. Frederick J. Brown, Agence France Press. Getty Images. The annual Milken Institute Global Conference in Los Angeles this week.
New York Times Business. May 11, 540 America, New York. Farewell, Chuck E. Cheese animatronic band. A mainstay of the pizza and arcade chain, by turns endearing and creepy, will be phased out by year's end at all but two locations. We visited one of them. A Chuck E. New York Times Business.
May 11th, 504 America, New York. The annoying, go-getting colleague. Beat her or emulate her. When corporate jousting, don't choose jealousy. Copyright. Margot Walter for the New York Times.
New York Times Business.
May 11th, 503 America, New York. Can you make your investment portfolio reflect your values? Forget about endowments and their holdings and divestment for a minute. What do you stand for, and how can you make your portfolio reflect that? Copyright, Robert Neubecker.
New York Times Business.
May 11th, 5 o'clock America, New York, the Betches got rich. So what's next? The women's media company, which started as a raunchy college blog, is a rare financial success story, and on the White House's radar. Now, it's wrestling with how to grow up alongside its readers.
Marginal Revolution. May 11th, 250 America, New York. Henry Oliver's second act is coming out in the UK. An excellent book. Here is the UK Amazon link. I am not sure of the US plans. The subtitle is What Late Bloomers Can Tell You About Success and Reinventing Your Life.
Global Economy.
May 11th, 045 America, New York. China's consumer inflation edges upward in signal of slow economic recovery. Third straight month of price growth points to strengthening consumer demand despite falling factory prices.
Marginal Revolution.
May 11th, 042 America, New York, Isaac Asimov predictions from 1981. 1985, world oil production will fall below world needs. 1990. North America will no longer be a reliable source for food export. 1995. The nations of the world will meet, unwillingly, in a global congress to tackle seriously the problems of population, food, and energy.
Global Economy.
May 10, 2100 America, New York. China makes Hungary a model for diplomatic ties in Europe. Xi Jinping's upgrade of ties with Budapest highlights Beijing's willingness to reward loyalty with investment and trade.
New York Times Business. May 10, 1906 America, New York. Target scales back Pride Month displays after last year's backlash. It said Pride merchandise would be available on its website and in select stores next month. In 2023, the retailer featured the goods widely. Copyright. George Walker IV, Associated Press. Target moved Pride displays from the front of some stores last year. New York Times Business.
May 10, 1823 America, New York. Eileen Specht, who empowered women with I'm Worth It ad, dies at 81. She came up with the feminist campaign for a hair color product when challenging the notions of men at her ad agency.
Global Economy.
May 10, 1814 America, New York.
U.S. set to impose 100% tariff on Chinese electric vehicle imports. Move marks latest effort by Biden administration to protect domestic industry from cheap competition.